Now, Jason, we've got this question, which was sent in by Jack.
I want to know whether dinosaurs lived as a herd or on their own, and how do we know that? Thanks.
So, lonesome dinosaurs or sociable sauropods?
So we know this from a couple of different lines of evidence for different dinosaur groups. We have trackway evidence that shows that groups like duckbill dinosaurs and the large long-necked sauropods were moving in multiple age class groups. So you would have adults based on the size of their footprints and juveniles and babies based on the size of their footprints, moving in the same direction and also changing directions in the same pattern, in the same orientation, which suggests not only that the animals just weren't kind of going along the same direction, they were making the same turns, the same maneuvers. That suggests animals moving in the same direction, in the same grouping. We also have a few big monospecific bone beds, which are catastrophic events where you have a population of dinosaurs that is killed usually by something like a flooding event. Very famously, there's a group of horned dinosaurs called Centrosaurus from Alberta, and there is a mass death assemblage of these animals. So hundreds and hundreds of individuals in a single bone bed in a single horizon of rock, which really looks like a large herd of animals that was killed in a flash flood event. There are modern caribou mass death assemblages that are patterned just the same way that we see in these animals.
Absolutely amazing. It's incredible what you can infer from the footprints, isn't it? Well, that solves that one then. Jason, thanks.